Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I have the point of contact for patient Jamison Jasmine. The portal ID is 574-142.
142. Yes, James Josma. No problem. You can transfer. Yes, hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, my name is Mihaela from the clinical department regarding Mr. Jameson Josmar, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, in order to complete the appointment, I have availability, will be over the phone. Let me check for tomorrow, please, one moment. The best contact number for you is 215-668-1439.
Yes.
For tomorrow, 2024. No, I don't have for tomorrow. Maybe for 25 on Wednesday in the morning between 9 to 11 or between 1 and 3 or 3 to 5.
3 to 5 Wednesday would, hold on, Wednesday. Oh yeah, 3 to 5 Wednesday, because he had to get a biopsy done Wednesday, so hopefully he can talk.
3 to 5, okay. I will need to confirm the address, please.
1815 South Cecil Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19143.
143. Can you repeat the name of the street?
Yes, Cecil, C-E-C-I-L.
Okay, Cecil, 1860 Cecil Street. And 15, I need 15. Also the 15. Okay. And I need also the pharmacy number for the medication list, please.
Hold on. I'm currently driving. I had to pull over. Hold on.
Thank you.
I got everything in my phone. Just one moment. Mm-hmm. I had to pull over. Sorry.
Yes.
I gotta go to his account. Hold on. Hold on, I'm signing in to his account. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's my moment. And I'm about to pull over now. Okay. You said you just need a pharmacy name and
yes,
number?
Yes, and only the number. Only the phone number is okay.
Okay, let me get it now. Hold on. Hold on, it's the Lincoln Mall Pharmacy. Hold on, medication. I think I had to Google the pharmacy. Hold on.
Yes, it's better.
Sorry. Hold on. Sorry. Just one moment. Okay, so, oh God, I think this is the number. Hold on, I don't know. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, hold on. I'm getting it now. So the pharmacy, I think this is the number, 610-658-8640.
610-658-8640, right?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. I have it. Thank you. So for tomorrow, between 3 to 5, the clinician will contact you.
Sorry, it's for Wednesday, right?
Okay. Wednesday, yes. Wednesday,
okay.
25. That's correct. Thank you. Thank you for your time, and have a good day.
Oh, hold on. I think if you can't reach them at that number, you could try this number for the pharmacy.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm just trying to make sure I give you the right number. Well, I guess that's the number. Okay, you can keep that number.
Okay, I have it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we have this scheduled, so everything should be intact.
Hold on, so I have a question. So once they call me, because I'm not going to lie to you, it's a lot of agencies that keep calling my phone because I was calling different people.
Yeah,
it's a lot of them keep calling my phone. I'm not even going to lie. And one did offer me $15. That's why I was asking. Y'all pay every week, right?
Yes, we pay every week, and we might be able to give you more than $15. I cannot promise you right now, but we'll definitely try to beat the other, any other rate. But yeah, let's wait once the hours will be going to be approved. And our agency name is Family First Care. So just so you.
Okay, so when the broker come to my house, what are they coming for? What are they asking me?
So they come to the patient's house, and they will ask them like all the financials, like bank accounts and everything. They will prepare them kind of like for whatever they need. They will ask for I think forms of identity, like two forms I think. But they're coming to the patient like in house. Not that complicated, but it's a visit that takes time. It might take an hour or more even.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to basically ask stuff about him and not me?
Yeah, not for you. No, they're coming for the patient. Yeah, they want to determine the financial eligibility of the patient.
Okay. Sounds about fair. All right, but they'll be there April the 1st. And then with the telehealth with the doctor, with the doctor's appointment, do Jameson need to be on the phone, or can I be on the phone giving them the information, or they want to actually hear from him?
No, you can be on the phone with them. They'll ask you if, the basic health questions, the height, the allergies, and,
Okay, so it's okay for me to talk to them, right?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay. Because that day, Wednesday, he got to do a biopsy, and I don't know if he's going to be up to talk or not, because they got to put him to sleep.
Yeah, you can definitely be on the phone with him, yeah.
Okay, all right then, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.